Well, that's good to hear, because my dad was a ham. I don't think his dad was a ham, but my son is a ham. So we've got three generations going on, too. So I know what it feels like. It's good to have three generations of ham.
Well, I was somewhat insulted into it. My father's call was WB4JAG. He was up in North Carolina. And my son got interested, and he got his license. And I figured if I was sandwiched between the two, I had to get mine. So I've got my technician license now.
Well, that's good. They put the pressure on, and you came through. That's wonderful. I don't think my son and I were that far apart. I got mine in 2004, and I think he got his call while they were still on the KIs. My original call was KI4GQT or something like that. It was a mouthful. It was hard to understand, so I switched it to something that was more like my dad's, which was W4DGP. And I found W4DJW work. When I was growing up, my dad was a ham. Everybody in the neighborhood knew his call sign. It was on the back of his car. And it just got to be a neighborhood, like you have household words. It was like a neighborhood word. Everybody knew it. So I wanted to get something close to that and wanted to get away from mine that was so hard to say. And that one became available, so I switched over. But it was my dad for many, many years. And then my son and I both right about the same point in time, so it works out.
It does. W4DJW, this is KM4QYI. It was interesting. My dad had a 2,000-watt rig, PV, and he would fire that thing up, and all the neighbors would start knocking on the door saying it was messing up their over-the-air TV antennas.
Well, I think a lot of that probably was bad filters. I think that at least that's what I've heard back in the day when there was a lot of people that used antennas to get their television, was that televisions that didn't meet the FCC specifications would let stuff like that in when they weren't supposed to. But I don't know. I guess ham radio operators could have some dirty signals too. I guess there's a little of both.
I appreciate the signal check. I'll go ahead and finish programming this and get it out in the old Buick this afternoon. Thanks again. Appreciate the talk. KM4QYI is clear on your neck.
All right. Well, good to meet you. Hope we hear you on the air more around here. We've got a net every night at 9 p.m. if you want to check in and get to know some of the people in the local area. Has a good quantity of check-ins every night. So if you're available at that time, if you're not checking out pinholes in your eyelids, which a lot of people do at that time, then it might be good to stop by this frequency and do a check-in sometime after 9. We got a different net controller every night. Good to meet you, Milton. Appreciate the QSO, W4DJW clear.
73.
T-Mobile.